With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Maine's Democrat Secretary of State removes former President Trump from the state's primary ballot. Shenna Bellows is the first election official to take action unilaterally to bar the former president under her interpretation of the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment. Trump campaign says it'll appeal. Bellows suspended the ruling until the court system rules on the case. Meanwhile, the White House confirms the death of an American Israeli woman who'd been thought to have been taken hostage on October 7th in southern Israel.
President Biden says he was devastated to learn 70-year-old Judith Weinstein had been killed during the Hamas attack on an Israeli kibbutz in October. Her kibbutz is reporting Weinstein, originally from New York, actually died October 7th along with her husband. It was thought they were held as hostages. In Tel Aviv, other families rallied for more releases. But in Beirut, a Hamas official announced a temporary ceasefire would not be enough to release the rest of the hostages, calling for an end to the Israeli military action. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Republican chairs of the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees expand impeachment probe into President Biden's alleged involvement in Hunter Biden's scheme to defy a congressional subpoena.
In a letter to the White House, Representatives James Comer of Kentucky and Jim Jordan of Ohio requested documents and communications between White House staff and the executive office of the president and Hunter Biden or his lawyers regarding his scheduled deposition behind closed doors, which was supposed to happen on December 13. Hunter Biden, however, defied the subpoena from the Oversight Committee, appearing briefly outside the U.S. Capitol to stress that he would only answer questions in a public setting. Edwin Mora, Washington.
This is SRN News. In 2023, woke capitalism met some strong pushback.
It all started with Bud Light. When the brand decided to partner with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a lot of people said, enough. A grassroots boycott of the beer quickly gained momentum, tanking Anheuser-Busch's profits, ending Bud Light's reign as America's most popular beer, and costing three corporate executives their jobs. Target, Nike, Maybelline, and other firms that have embraced transgenderism paid the price in 2023. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge declines to stay litigation over Alabama's ban on sex change operations for children after the Justice Department had asked to put the case on hold as similar ones worked their way toward the Supreme Court. The district judge says a stay might be appropriate later if the high court decides to review similar bans barring anyone under the age of 18 from undergoing sex change operations. SRN News. The combination of girls and football is growing.
Flag football's inclusion in the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles only enhances the profile of a sport that's growing by leaps and bounds on the women's side. Flag football is already sanctioned as a varsity sport for girls in eight states, with more seemingly on the way. The sport has also received the backing from the NFL, which sponsors leagues. And nearly two dozen NAIA colleges are now issuing scholarships to female players. On the youth level, teams and leagues are springing up from coast to coast and even from continent to continent, John Scott reporting.
New Year's Eve could take the cake for the busiest wedding day in Las Vegas thanks to the date's repeating pattern of 123123, known as a specialty date in the massive Las Vegas wedding industry. The record, 4492, set on July 7th, 2007. SRN News.